Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the exploration of an evolution that's happening right now on the planet to our consciousness, which is opening up to an expansion of our spiritual qualities, our understandings of this multidimensional universe we are living in and emerging into, and integrating into our culture as evolving beings. So tonight's guest is someone really at the forefront of this evolutionary leap. His work is quite beautiful in the expansion of the energies of the grid lines. He'll be coming to New York this coming week. Let me just get those dates. But his name is Damian Nguyen. And Damian, I'm so happy for you to be here with us.
Great, Alan. Great to be here. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, of course. You are always part of New Realities, and I'll say Damian will be on October 24th in Astoria. You can go to the Sacred Gatherings website. He'll be here on the 25th at the Atmananda Yoga Place at 667 Irving Place in New York City, and then he'll be in New Jersey on the 26th. And the 27th, he'll be up in Woodstock. It's all on Sacred Gatherings website. And then he is going to do a training in Sedona. Let's see, your training will be, October 31st to November 4th. In Sedona, Arizona. That's still, again, at Sacred Gatherings. Tell me, what do you do in the training sessions with...
it's doing is every time I'm working, it's bringing you to a space where you're directly connected to the shifts which are happening in the universe at the present moment. So the training is about bringing you into a consciousness awareness of being in that moment, fully connected to the universe on every level, and have full access to everything that's coming in. So anyone I've been training, it started off evolving with different techniques. That's the way I was giving it. And now it's evolved that you are the connection. You are the expansion of the universe. And when you're working, you're completely guided. You're completely connected. And you can bring in whatever is correct to come in that very moment. It's birthing new frequencies down to the earth in every second. Each time you bring down a frequency, it comes into the field, and it changes the field. And once that's in, it's in, and immediately you'll take down another one. So as I say, when I work or when I teach people, it's to stay in the moment, and it's helping people to be fully empowered in every moment, to be at their fullest potential.
I want to follow up on that, but I just want to tell people sacredgatheringsandevents.com is where the Damian's full schedule can be found. So it is about, I've done your work, and it's really quite a mind-expanding experience, but it's, for me, it's not just only about being in a present, it's about sensing a level of awareness that is beyond what we normally are aware of or are conditioned to perceive. You are helping open up the interactions between the light grids and the physical body, is what I sense.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And
it's
so,
a multidimensional. Sorry, Alan,
no,
go ahead.
No. It's a multidimensional. Because it's like most people don't even know there is a light grid, right? So.
Yes, yeah. So if you, just to make it really simple, is to describe it as describing it in the workshop the weekend, it's almost like I'm living in Berlin at the moment, and I was watching the barges. And, for example, when you're going through, when you're on the barge and you're going into another level, you have to go in with the boat, and you have to let the water come in and integrate and fill up, and then you reach the level and two waters meet and merge, and then... That's exactly the way the grid is working. The grid is working in a way that it's filling in with the teachings, and the teachings are filling in the vibrations. It's the frequencies that we're working with, and the frequencies are filling in, filling your grid up, And it's like you don't really have control. It's like surrendering to the universe. And the universe slowly fills in your grid, and then you connect with the frequencies. So you are the frequencies, and then the frequencies can come into your life.
But I'm just wondering, how do we start? I know it's a very basic question, and I'm sort of asking for the audience, because I am aware of this sensation that when you say, okay, connect your grid to the centers of the planet and open them, I'm aware of that. But if someone hasn't felt these multidimensional places, how can they start to feel into that sensation? I mean, how can they be aware?
Well, the way the gift seems to work through me is that whatever I can connect to or whatever frequency I'm at, if the person gives permission and they're open to it, they too can reach and feel that frequency. We can do it on the show actually with people if you want to.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, yeah. So if you all just connect, if you imagine a crystal in the center of your heart, okay, and what I want to do is I want to work with you so you empower yourself again. We all have been given away the power of ourselves, so we're saying we don't believe in ourselves, we don't trust ourselves, you know, all these different things that we've been programmed over many lifetimes. And through this, we're saying to ourselves, I don't believe you, I'm not listening to you. So the body is, and the cells and your soul are working together in harmony, and we broke the connection. So I'd like to now just waken up the cells, okay? So if you connect to your heart, and you connect to, say, a crystalline center of the heart, and we're going to raise the frequency, and the crystal just has, it's almost like it's been shattered there. So we're going to raise the frequency of the crystal up. And you all can do this. The beauty of this is it's really simple. It's really simple. Everybody can do this. Raising the frequency of the crystal. And this crystal goes to the back of the heart, right into the back of the spine. So we want to open up all the heart frequencies. Okay, so we're going back into the back of the heart. Raising the frequencies. Okay, so now more expansion there. And if you want to imagine, I want to allow Mother Earth to help us. So if we can connect to the heart of the Earth, and in the heart of the Earth, Mother Earth, she has got a crystal in the center of her heart. And if you bring that heart crystal into the center of your heart, allow the two crystals to become one. And then you'll notice the vibration raising again. Not with the head, with your emotional body. You're raising the frequencies. Okay, and now we create space around the heart. We need heart space so we can listen to ourselves and feel ourselves again, creating some space around your heart. Okay. And now we want to open up the emotional body, and we want to open up our cells. And if you imagine all the meridian points within the body, and just open them all up as if they're rivers that are flowing, and allow those rivers to flow. So just open the cells, cellular history, emotional body, and allow the meridian points to flow. And if you imagine all the energy lines of Mother Earth, just set the intention, it's where cells know how to do this. And allow all the energy points of the Earth to run through your meridian points. And the cells know what to do. They know what to do. So the more you relax into it, the more the cells will start working and flowing. It's almost like there's no wrong energy in the body. They just have been blocked by us, and we control them, and that's why they're literally in the wrong place. So once we let them flow the way they want to flow, because they know which way to flow, they're flowing the right way. Okay, so relax into it. And the more you open up, so you breathe into your cells and allow them to flow and relax, and then Mother Earth can support you. Okay, so opening all your cells up and letting them flow. Allowing space between the cells.
Yeah, it's very peaceful, very expanded. I mean, I'm allowing my mind to take me there, and there's a sense around me of that being created.
So, yes, what I see in the cells and what many people see when they get to this state and just experience it, it's almost like when I look at the cells, they're being held, they're contracted, and then when you just relax, they just open up and they start flowing. And then if you go a step further, it's like the ancient symbol of the figure of eight. So what we have to work with in the body and the cells is and our soul, we have to connect and we have to clean our connections in the fact that giving out love and receiving love, most of us are very good at giving out love to everyone or to the universe, but to receive, it's quite difficult for people. So what I work with in the workshops is to balance this giving-receiving, because we need this giving-receiving, because if you don't have this work literally flowing naturally, then the cells cannot be fed. So, for example, if you're working as a healer, you can't keep giving unless you're receiving. You're going to get a burnout.
Mm.
You're going to become ill in some way. So we have to open up more in the heart, is to receive. And what I do then, I would bring into the field of the person literally all the love they've been blocking and bring that into the field so they receive and really fill up, like going to the petrol station, filling up the tank. Fill every cell up with love.
But you're not bringing it in. That you're helping them.
No,
I'm
opening up a space, basically, that they can allow it in. So it's about free will, and it's about their consciousness allowing this into the field.
Yeah, it's about them doing it with their intention, really.
Intention, exactly. So I'm just guiding them, and it's opening up a space. And then when one person will do it in the room or on the radio station or TV station, everybody starts opening up, and the more people doing it, the higher the vibration and the easier it flows. And this frequency, the heart frequency, when we start going really into the heart frequencies, not the old programs of what we think the heart is, but the real heart frequencies, this is where we expand and we evolve and we birth the frequencies, because it's true, you have to clean the emotional body, open up all the frozen emotional body, and then bring these new heart frequencies through the emotional body, so you're living through the heart, literally a vibration of heart frequencies. And these heart frequencies can transform a room, transform a city, transform the planet, because you're literally, these are flowing from you, and they're going out into the field. And once they're in the field, the heavier frequencies just collapse, they dissolve. And this is what we're bringing everyone to. And this is about everyone's responsibility and awareness now to be more aware about the way we're communicating, more aware about the way we're thinking, and work with these heart frequencies. And it's so powerful at the moment. Once somebody really connects to the heart, to the soul, and speaks through it, that's having a huge impact on the field. So you'll notice that with one word, you can transform the energy in a really positive way or else a negative way. So we're either raising frequencies or we're dropping the frequencies. And when you raise somebody's frequency, you raise your own frequency, and the frequencies keep increasing then. So this is where the awareness and responsibility comes in.
Well, so now I'm curious about a lot of different things. First, where are you accessing all this information from? Are you being, I know you're not like channeling, but you're accessing a kind of universal field of consciousness in a way, or what? How would you describe it?
So I would describe it as being connecting. So the way I see it myself is it's almost like I would describe myself that my heart, from my heart center, is connecting. I am Mother Earth. I am God. I am Damien. I am, Source. So everything is from the center of the heart. So once I open up my awareness and all my cellular body and all my frequencies, I connect to the highest frequencies of the universe, which are coming in at the moment in this time. And this comes down. So it's like always my intention is to go to the highest of Source. So working with Source, working with God, and bringing down these new frequencies. And then the higher the frequencies that are in, they resonate whichever planet is connected to those frequencies. So I notice now that the star people I've been working with, they are of such a high frequency, vibration of pure divine light and divine love. They're coming in, they're changing each time we work, but they come in and change the field. They start working in our hearts, they start working on the field.
So, but you know what I'm, yeah, no, I get that and I feel it and I know you're just a facilitator of it because it's not about you, which is so beautiful about the way you work with people because you can be like the focal point of a big room and yet everyone will be having their own amazing experiences and that will be happening in New York this week. But tell me, because I don't really know, how did this whole thing really start for you? How did it unfold? What was your awakening to this? Is because this is really multidimensionality that you're teaching and learning, and that what people are learning and what they're moving into as a collective consciousness, what we're all moving into. We talk about multidimensionality. A lot of people talk about that, but they don't have the real experience of it that they have in your work. So anyway, how did it start?
So it started off when I'm looking back now, it's sort of all the pieces are fitting into place. And I remember as a child, I was like wondering why people in a religion were connecting putting God up on a pedestal or saying that you have to go to church to connect with God. So I felt, well, no, God is me. God is in everybody. We're all connected to God. So I felt, I always felt from a child, I felt these connections directly with God. I felt connections with Mother Earth. And I couldn't understand what was happening in the field, that everyone was saying completely different things. And I proceeded to block this in myself. And then later on in life, it opened up. I ended up going to a healer, and it opened up, and I immediately, it was like opening up a book which I'd known so well and resonated so deeply in my soul that I just knew things. And each day from that moment on, it was this excitement and rush of a new development, but it actually was matching exactly where the universe was at that time. And it's interesting how it's working in the groups. I will work on the deepest, most personal issues of myself. And if we do sharing, everybody says, well, actually, I thought it was just me in the room. So it's whatever issues are in the field, it's actually in everybody. And it's running through everyone. So I've noticed now for the last 8 years now that I've actually been just tapping into the field, the consciousness of the world, and working with whatever teams or topics are in the field at that present moment. And this is what the work is about. So I'm just tapping into the field. And whatever is needed in that field will be worked on and will be transformed. So that's how it's been working for me.
I was just wondering, is it like, in a way, I get the sense that your brain is sort of like this open receiver of light, points of information, but also some sort of light frequencies.
They're frequencies, yes. Yeah, they are. It's light frequencies. It's and light frequencies and vibrations and codes, actually, as well. And it's opening up the DNA. It's working on all the DNA, and the DNA starts changing immediately. And also the brain opens up. It opens up the brain, all the cells in the brain, and it opens up, changes the cells within the entire body. But they're constantly changing as the frequencies are changing in the world. And that's the beauty of the work, is the fact that when you connect to it, you're living it. You're living the universal shifts. They're flowing through you. It's like a river. You're expanding continuously and flowing continuously. And this is what's happening in my own personal life, and this is what's happening in the work as well. So it's just beautiful to be involved in this flow of consciousness which is happening in this world. And so, yes, I seem to be able to tap into, but not only me, everyone I work with can be tap into that field as well. And it's going much deeper because it's in the heart frequencies much more than it ever was before. not only with me, but with everyone. And I know myself over the last couple of months, I was so overwhelmed with the new heart frequencies that I was like, whoa, I've never experienced love before. I was like so overwhelmed, but by the vibration of love, I just felt like, whoa, I've never experienced this. What was I doing in all my ex-relationships? And I realized, well, no, these are the new frequencies, and these are the ones that we can all live in. And it's so beautiful and so rich. And the vibrations, I often describe as like a flower with the petals, and we're only using a few of those petals. And then the more we unfold them, we actually realize that there's many more behind them, and they just keep expanding and opening up. And there's so much more depth there and richness in every one of those heart frequencies and all the frequencies. And this is what is happening in the groups. And this is what's happening with everybody.
Would you say
those finer frequencies.
But is it a frequency that has not been available on planet Earth before? Would you say that?
Absolutely, yeah. Everything that has been coming true, I don't know, my experience of this, I haven't read any of this, I haven't had any training around this. My experience is everything that has come true has never been here before. My way of working, anyway, the way I've always been worked or driven to work, is the fact that every single time I start, it may look the same sometimes, it's completely different because we've changed and the planet's changing. And I always feel I'm starting from the beginning each time. It's always new and it's always fresh. So it's always the latest frequencies which can come to this earth. And I had something, I remember the last time I was in New York, I was saying, wow, what's this go beyond source? What's this all about? And they were telling me you have to go beyond source. And what I realized then was, God and source is expanding and changing. We're all changing and evolving together. And the frequencies are always new. And that's what I was saying about even the star people we've been working with. When last year brought in the luminous ones came in, and they were telling me, they told me 6 months before they came in, you have to work with these particular frequencies, and that was fear and control. So when those frequencies of the earth became soft enough and weak enough, they came in and they could help us. And from that moment on, many more beings have been coming in and helping us. And they're so fine, the frequencies, they're just divine. They have no physical form. They're pure divine light. And as I say, these have not been here before. They've all told me they have not been here and they couldn't be here because the vibration was not of their vibration. They couldn't be in this field. So
is this because of the, 20, we're moving to a new place in the galaxy that and things are, whatever reason, but it's happening now because of where we're going, who we are.
Absolutely, and it's happening so fast at the moment. It's so fast. For example, if I was doing, I used to originally do six-day workshops, and I would be with the person intensely for 8 hours a day, and then I would do the workshop, and then I would do a four-hour session on the following week. Within the 4 hours, basically, I could shift the person, someone completely new, to the same amount of level that we had done in the six-day workshop. So it's transforming that fast. And for example, they have given me many, many different techniques. And the techniques used to last a year, sometimes 6 months, and then they would change. Now it's literally every time I work, it's new. So everything is so fast. And it's so beautiful for us all to be part of it and to be here.
So
and
we're being bathed I'm just curious. We're being bathed in a sort of new, like you're saying, new frequency of energy that is taking us on a sort of energetic cosmic ride through a kind of this multidimensional experience. But do you see a place of arrival? I mean, is December 21st, 2012 a place that we are heading towards? Is it, or is it constantly always evolving all the time? I mean,
I feel, well, from what I, the information I've been getting is that at the moment, there was, well, with free will, there was a, first of all, there was a resistance with Mother Earth, there was a resistance with Source, or God, if you want to say, but they kept telling me, no, we can connect, because we need to work. There seems to be an urgency at the moment in all the groups that I've been holding in really pushing people to clear their past. When I say clear the past, is, I mean, it's all about teachings. Every single moment in your life is about teachings, and in all your past lives as well. So I'm being pushed at the moment to open up people's teachings and their past lives and to bring in the teachings. And bring in the gifts as well. Well, they're all gifts. And once we do that, there seems to be an urgency to do that. And then also clearing the emotional body and between lives, preconception, conception, up to now. So, and clearing the programs. So, and all the star lives. So once we clear that, I can see there's a complete expansion of us. And it is of pure divine light, where our frequencies are going so high, and there's a complete expansion. So I don't see an end, definitely not, and I don't see anything to fear or worry about. I think it's a beautiful time to be here. I think it's an amazing time to be part of this and to have an opportunity to clear so much. For example, like what we did last weekend, we did on a Sunday, it was like two lifetimes of work that the people did within a couple of hours, and they transformed themselves. Now, we did not have that opportunity to do that before. We didn't have that opportunity to do it a week ago. Mm-hmm. And now, what's going to happen this week? It's just so fast. Each day, each workshop, each day that I'm going into the groups, I'm absolutely floored with what's happening, because it's like, wow, can it really go this fast? Can people really clear this much? And yes, they are, and it's amazing.
Yeah, why not?
It's amazing. It's fantastic.
But you know,
it's literally.
No, go ahead. It's literally what?
So what was happening for, you know, at the moment? It's like, okay, it's teachings. What's the teaching? So it's like opening up the emotional body, feel the vibration. It's about the vibration. Feel the vibration of the issue. Bring in the teachings of it. And then release the old frequencies and raise your frequency. It's that fast, you can do it. And it's no need to go into the drama. There's no need to go into the details. You know, it's only when we consciously want to know the details that we're actually blocking it. But most of the teachings we're not going to get on a conscious level. So once we open our soul up and open our free will up to say, okay, well, I'm not going to consciously know all the teachings, but I'm opening up the space I can do it. Then the teachings really come in, and you open up so much more, so we can clear so much more.
But you know, you're working. No, I was just going to ask just about something like that. But was there something else you wanted to add?
So also, it's to bring into your grid or your vortex to fill it in. So, for example, what I was doing last weekend as well was to bring in all the frequencies of love, for example, you know, in your relationships. So bring in what it would feel like to be held, to be embraced, to feel safe, to feel ease, to feel passion, to feel all these different frequencies of love. And if you bring them into your grid and just feel them, you allow them through your grid, through your vortex, and they fill in and they resonate with you. So all these things, all these frequencies resonate in you. And then that's the vibration you're giving out. And when you give that out, then that's what comes into your life. Okay. And we do this with everything. And once you go through all these, your grid fills in. And then that's your vibration from then on. And it's that fast and that simple.
But, yeah, I mean, I get that, and it is. And I'm actually, as you're talking, I'm feeling a vibration in my body. Just actually, as you're talking, I'm actually doing some of what you're saying as you're saying it, you know, but we're doing it consciously or intentionally, the people you're talking to in your groups, but there's the collective that have no idea about what's going on. And do you feel perhaps if enough people do it consciously, it changes the collective grid who are accessing it unconsciously?
Absolutely. For example, like last weekend, I had phone calls from different parts of Europe, actually, saying what was going on in the last session. You know, they really felt it. So they got most of it, but their conscious awareness did not, you know, grasp exactly the details of what was going on. Some of them did get it. So every time we're working, it's with the whole, I put the intention out to the entire field, to put it out to all our ancestral lines, to everybody in the world who wants to come into the work, every time I open up a field for that to happen. And they do, they get it. They really get it. I get emails from all over the place, and most people will tell us what we're working on. But I'd say last week, there was a few who didn't get it, but they didn't get it consciously, but on a different level, they did get it. And then when I spoke to them, they realized, wow, that's exactly what it was. So, yes, they are getting it. But it's important now to bring it up to a conscious level, to really divert it, to own it, and also so you can consciously change it. So when you do feel it or sense it in the change in the field, that you're more aware of it and you can make the shift. You can make the shift consciously as well. So, yeah, the work that I've been doing is really to bring it really into your DNA, into all your frequencies, and then bring it up to a conscious level. So consciously you're aware of what's happening in the field, you're aware of the vibrations, and you can change it. So
wow.
It's literally all the frequencies, all the field. And we're in this physical body, so we have to bring it into a consciousness of this physical body as well.
But I'm also curious, what is it like to walk around within your world, you know? Because it's like you're in the real world, you take airplanes and you travel and so you're functioning as a three-dimensional person, but there's you're also aware of the constant overlays of the multi-dimensional universe. So you're seeing and sensing people's aspects in the world. Maybe it's a taxi driver or something like that. I mean, how is that? How do you deal with the world and interact with that? And what's it like for you?
So, for me, I had to work on it. Okay, so it gets a little bit frustrating, and I have to work. I'm working on that at the moment as I speak, and trying to let it go. Is the fact that it does become a little bit frustrating for me to see how fast we can all change, and how fast we can work on change in the field of the world into something really, really positive for everybody. And if enough of us do it, we can really shift it. So it's a little bit frustrating, the fact that I can see how important this work is, how fast we can shift, and yet there's not more people doing it. But at the same time, I know deep down, I know everybody's in the right place at the right time doing the right thing anyway. But it's just, yeah, so for me, I can see, I see a lot, I feel a lot, I can feel what's happening in the world, I can feel the vibration of what somebody's giving out, I can feel the vibration of what news station's giving out, whatever. So I do feel that, and I do see it all right, but it's really to respect people, to stand back and respect people wherever they're at, and to know that everybody's in the right place at the right time doing exactly what's right for their teachings.
But is it disorientating to walk around with the multidimensional awareness and the three-dimensional universe, or is it sort of exciting to be aware of that, those levels of existence in this realm?
Different parts of the world that I'm traveling to, it's very interesting to see the different frequencies coming in, and what those particular spots will bring in on a multidimensional level, and you can feel it. Like I was just in Istanbul, and you can feel the energies there are completely different to other places, and what's happening there, and the vibration which is happening, and it's really, really intense. But it comes out in every person within the field there as well on different levels. So you can see it going really deep and really open really fast, or you can see it, as you say, with the taxi drivers. So you'll see it come up to somebody getting angry or somebody getting, you know, who's nervous or whatever's in the field. It comes out through everybody.
But the planetary heart grid field is what's asking and assisting in your work and in this work in general, isn't it?
It is, yes, Alan, yeah. And that's why I was told, for the last 10 years, I was told, you must travel, you must go, you cannot stay in one place, you must travel and keep traveling and connecting people. It's almost like once I connect to a place, I set up, for example, gifting, receiving, and different events. So people have the frequencies in them, and they keep grounding them and anchoring them into the field and birthing them. So everyone they're in contact, they keep spreading. And we're connecting literally as a grid. Everyone that we work with, basically, we're all connecting, and we're raising the frequencies. And everyone's doing it, not just the work I'm doing. We're all doing it as one. And that's another beautiful thing that people are realizing in the groups, that they're feeling is that they're individual, but yet they're connected to everybody. And they feel
so we're building a network of all of us around the planet are in this construction mode where we're reaching out these light grid lines towards each other to eventually light something up, right? I mean, it seems like that.
That's right. Yeah. And as I say, there will be different frequencies coming down in different parts of the world. Just like the energy points within us, the meridian points in us, the energy points in the world also have different frequencies and higher frequencies. Different types of frequencies will be coming in. We're all birthing them.
Yeah, I mean, I get the sense as these points, as everyone does that code of work and connects in, when it all like is wired up and someone throws the switch, it all lights up to something truly, truly phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
I get that sense.
Agree.
Do you get that?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's going to be huge transformation. Over the last couple of years, I can see the frequencies of light coming down to the earth. I always see them before they come, and I used to see the shifts that were coming down. It's almost like showers of light coming in, and now at the moment, the last year or 6 months, it's just like showers of light frequencies coming in, and it's phenomenal what is coming in at the moment, and each day it's getting more and more, and this transformation, as you say, that it's like someone, you know, the light switch is going to go on. It's almost like I can see all the circuits of the world are getting lighter, and they're all starting to connect now. And you will feel it in yourself. Once you connect into that grid, you can feel it in yourself. And as I say to people last week, once you light up your grid and connect your grid, it flows with the universe, and you feel completely. You have to bring the divine power back into every cell. When you bring the divine power back into every cell, you realize that every cell is the world. Every cell is the universe. And you can feel it. But not only that, you feel the frequencies of light coming in. You can feel the expansion within you and within your cells. And within your surroundings.
But how do we do that? Can you do that now? Line up that grid? Or maybe you did that before, sort of. But how do we line that up so we can feel that light grid in us now? I mean, I know you do that the weekend in the workshop, but is there... Yeah.
You'll be... When you wake up, the cells, first of all, they know what to do. There's a deep memory in the cells that we've covered over by controlling it. So once you release that, so once you manage to really free up somebody, so you need to work on your programs, which are controlling everything, what's controlling your cells, what's controlling your emotional body, what's controlling the mind, and your fears about receiving love, all these different things. So when you clear them, then the cells will flow, and then you have to, then I would work with the person, I would work on going into all your soul fragments as well, because the cells have soul as well, and you will work on cleaning the soul fragments and bring them all back into the body. When the soul fragments are in, and the cells, the emotional body is starting to free up and clear, then you call back in the divine power into every cell. And they literally start lighting up. It's like what you said, sticking the switch on. People literally feel their cells light up. And it's almost like they're just laughing and you know, just so vibrant and so full of life. And people are literally lighting up. Last weekend, people were literally lighting up with this divine love, and they could feel them. You know, we were doing it as a group. We were breathing this love frequency into the world, into the universe, and you could feel it oozing out and just flowing back into us as well. So people are at that stage at the moment, exactly what you were saying, that, you know, there will be a light switch turned on. People are at that stage right now. You can go to that stage right now. What's the next step after that? I don't know. But you can reach that point. We reached it last weekend.
Well, that's what you'll be doing in New York. People will be reaching. I mean, I feel that. I mean, you're igniting something.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel it too.
And it's like right before this great, it's like water boiling. There's little bubbles here and there and there. And then we're suddenly, you know, we're becoming steam, some kind of transcendent state of existence. So, but when, you know, what's so interesting and exciting about you is that you're constantly surprised by the work itself, which is really fun to
It sounds a bit naive, but I always, like, with my organizer, with Esther, we're always like joking with each other, wow, we didn't think it could change so much. And you know, it's such a huge, you know, normally it's a huge shift in the work, and then you realize the next day you go in, it's changed even more, you know. It's like, you know, people are saying, you know, each time they come to groups, they're saying, wow, it's changed so much. But everybody's tapping into that. And, yeah, it's just incredible to see somebody who was not empowered, who was not in their cells, not in their emotional body, to literally turn around in a couple of hours, to leave completely wired into the universe, feeling their power, believing in themselves, loving themselves. Within a couple of hours, it's amazing to see this transformation. And if they did it last week in a couple of hours, what are they going to do now this week?
And well, you also are so compassionate, because, of course, you had to work through your own human experience as well with a lot of these issues. And you still are, and that's what's great about you, that you are moving with your own emotional body through the multi-dimensions as well.
I really insist on being totally true, totally open to who I am within the work as well, because that is the only way I can keep moving, is being completely open, completely free, and showing my issues, showing whatever topics is going on within me, because that's exactly the live topics which are in the field. So I'm always working on my topics all the time, and because they're the field's topics. They're my topics, they're the field's topics. And, for example, I know my own relationship, when I came back after Sunday, I was like, it just transformed within, you know, that weekend. You know, when I came back, I'd been away, and then I came back on the Monday, and I realized everything that we'd worked on the workshop, actually I had in my own relationship. So fast the relationship transformed, where I was almost like projecting. I was projecting onto the relationship on a very, very subtle level. I was saying, well, okay, so these things aren't working, but they transformed. So once I cleared the resonance and allowed my vortex filling with those love frequencies on a much deeper level, it flowed into my relationship too, and also the people who are there. I'm getting emails off them now, actually today, to say that they're resonating with it, and not only in their own relationships, but walking out in the forest, they're resonating with the love of the forest, of the nature, of the flowers, of the life, you know. And this is what's coming into your field.
No, it's so exciting that so many people are aware of the multidimensionality of their own bodies, light bodies. It just seems, I mean, you said it was sort of frustrating because so many people are so three-dimensional as well, and that's their, you know, own movement in their own experience. But it seems like then there's these two worlds, right? The ones that are aware of these levels and the ones that have no idea. And maybe this great awakening will be a bridging of those worlds. Somehow or not.
Feel they are. When I look at it, I sort of see So I see a fog. It's almost like a fog around people. And I'm being told all the time, don't worry about the people, just clear the fog. Work on changing the frequencies of the fog. And that's what we're doing by bringing down these new frequencies, birthing these new frequencies into the field. You're clearing the fog. And when you clear the fog, what happens? The people can suddenly see clearly. So everybody will wake
up. Feel clearly. Right.
In the field, yes.
Yes, but it's like as if, this is how I compare. You know, the 20th century was kind of a century about psychology, and people started to understand their psychological motives and who they were as these emotional beings before the 20th century, before like Freud and all those people that understood or named the psyche, and not that they really understood it, but they named it. There was no awareness of it. So now the person on the street understands what ego means and understands what projections of feeling probably mean. And so there's a general understanding of what it means to exist as a psychological being in the world. But it took a whole century for, or at least 50 or 60 years, for the general population to make a paradigm reference in terms of those realities. And perhaps it will be the same thing with these kind of energetic ways of understanding our multidimensional past life, overlapping, letting go of things, you know, that in yeah. terms of upgrading the psychology to include a spiritual dimension of the grid and how it relates to all time and space, right?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
So,
And in a way, you're one of the people that are bringing in awareness, because I think you could bring someone into one of your workshops and you say, okay, connect your meridians to the meridians of the earth, and boom, there's an awareness, there's a subtlety of awareness that is gets ignited, that's transformative, that it suddenly...
It is.
Yeah. Yeah,
and what's so beautiful about it is they are aware that they did it.
Yeah.
That it's them. It's not Damien, it's them. That's the best part. That's what I love about this. It's they realize, whoa, I'm connected to Mother Earth. I am Mother Earth. I am Source. I am connected to the universe. I feel it, you know. So that's the best part. The best part is they feel it and they know it so deep in their soul that you walk away completely empowered. You know, somebody who was completely insecure, didn't believe in themselves, walks away completely empowered, completely connected, and completely alive.
Right,
That's huge, huge. You know, if you can. So also what I've been doing, what I've been told to do as well is bring in Divine Mother, Divine Father, Divine Feminine, Divine Masculine, and harmonizing and balancing the two. And also to bring Divine Mother into the womb, hold the womb space, and then disconnect your mother's emotional body from the womb space, the field. And this brings in so much peace and harmony into your field, that you're fully empowered in yourself, and you bring in the teachings then, of course, with your own natural mother, birth mother, and also what's between you, so you clear that as well. But it just brings in such freedom and such empowerment, especially on the emotional body. I know myself, I found some things fairly difficult to clear, and that was actually connected to what happened in the womb with me, that I took on from my mother, and there was some depression there, and I just found it quite heavy to clear, and when they showed me how to clear it, it was like, whew, it was fantastic. It was like this weight off me that had been hanging around in the subconscious, just really, really deep. It used to come in now and again. But we're given all these different tools at the moment on how to evolve very, very fast. And another thing, Alan, which I noticed as well, and we are becoming more aware, and there's a lot more people awake at the moment, and there's a lot of spiritual people who, it's almost like they're on business class at the moment to ascension, and they're doing it alone. It's almost like they're doing it for themselves. And for me, It's not about that. For me, it's about creating this light bridge into the future. We're in creation at the moment. And yes, there is this like skeleton, you know, plan for the future, but it's not set in stone. And we are part of this creation. With every, when we go to the heart frequency, we are creating a bridge from our hearts into the future, and we're all walking on this bridge and part of this bridge and creating it. We're in creation, we're creating it. And the way to create it and spread it is to spread it and help more people, not just to keep it to yourself, but to really bring help everyone come through it, not to pull people, but the people who match the vibration will come in naturally, but not to do it in a way that's completely like narcissism, you know. Spread it, you know. Don't go alone. Bring more with you, you know. And that's the way I like to work. I like to say, listen, this stuff is free, you know. Come on, move. Walk this way, you know. Just, you know, we can all walk together into the future. We can all walk on this light bridge into the future and create it. And it's a time to drop down fears of our insecurities, especially in this field, in the spiritual world, is like competition or money or ego or whatever it may be. It's like, leave that stuff behind, let it go, you know. There's enough for everybody, and if we all can walk together in the one direction, we're all going to transform this planet so much faster, and we're all part of it. So it's time for us all to grow up and let the ego down, let the insecurities down, you know, work on those teachings more. And those who
maybe
are awake.
That's part of joining our light grids together, isn't it? I mean, as we merge our grids in a non-ego way. Well, first, I guess you have to clean out all your baggage, all your junk, in order to truly...
Absolutely, yeah. That's what we're doing in the workshops.
Right, so most of us aren't there yet because we still have a lot of junk to clear. I mean, but we could still, I guess, merge the part that is clear, right?
For me, it was always, people were saying, oh, I'm not clear enough. I would say, well, you're perfect the way you are. You know, we're always going to be working on something, so when are we going to be clear? You know, it's almost like the more I work on myself, the more I realize I have to work. That's the way it is for me. But it's not really work. It's more about the richer I get. And we're constantly going to be evolving anyway. So it's like, for me, I like to spread it. I like people, you know, so I won't pull people, but I'm opening my heart. I'm opening up the field and saying, listen, you know, we can come on this together. I'm not holding anything. For example, if there's a technique coming through, you know, for me immediately, I give it to everybody. It's not to hold, to cap it, to own it in a way slowing down the field. If there's something in the field, I give it immediately to everybody who wants it. It's open, it's free, it's open for everybody. And the more I give, the more comes true. Whereas I think a lot of people are getting many gifts brought in, get them, they realize they're working, which everything I've worked with has worked perfectly. And as soon as it's worked perfectly, the universe tells me, well, let it go. And then I've nothing to replace it, and then something better comes in. So
right, but about joining with the feet. Yeah, a lot of people, what were you saying?
Sorry, a lot of people are getting caught up in techniques in different forms, which they're getting, which works. So I'm not saying they don't work, they work. But the universe is sort of giving them a push, saying, let it go. And then saying, no, it's mine, I'm going to hang on to it. You know, the universe will... And then when you let it go, then something new comes in, something better comes in, and that's what's happening. That's how we're going to grow.
Well, that's what's so beautiful about your work, because you're constantly doing that. I mean, I've seen you over the last few years, and it's like constantly you're giving it away and something new is coming in. But the question I had is about sharing the grids, and if we're still feeling fear or guilt or shame or anger or the parts that we feel aren't empowered enough or they're inadequate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to then reach out in an empowered way. And like you say, we'll always have this, but how do we finally disconnect in a way from our history, and other people are talking about this. I mean, Paul Selig's guides actually really dwell on saying you're not your history. But how do you suggest, in order to really empower ourselves, that we do something with this history? We learn from it, of course, but we let it go somehow.
So with me, it's got really, really simple to clear. I'll give you an example. I know over the last couple of years, I had to come into my field a lot around my field, and I noticed there was a lot of magic around the field and some heavier magic in the field. And I realized, you know, okay, what do I do here? I have to keep putting protection up, I have to keep clearing it and all this. So I said, well, actually, no, maybe it's in me. So I opened up my past lives and realized that, yes, in some of those past lives, I had that vibration. And once I opened it up, once I owned it, once I grew from it, then I released the vibration, and then I don't need to put protection up. So for everything in history, I worked through, you know, I worked a lot with the concentration camps. I mean, you know, that's why I'm in Berlin, Germany a lot. And
well, that was my past life. My most recent life was in those camps. I mean, I feel, and
yes,
so I probably have a lot of stuff. Not a lot. I've cleared some, but I'm sure there's still some stuff to clear from those that life.
Well, I was organizing groups and going to the camps, and I got a message then to stop. It just got, no, you have to stop doing this. You're recreating by doing it. And so what I was told was, well, literally, it was, you know, in parts of me, I was saying, okay, I was okay owning the part that I was in, you know, I was in the gas chamber, I was experimenting and all the rest. So I was open to owning those parts. But there's other parts in past lives which I was not open to owning. And when I realized the way the teachings came in, it was interesting. They showed me a picture of, and it came up with a girl I was working with, and she came and told me her dream that night, where it was that she was constantly being abused, and then she was the abuser. And then she saw where the contract was made, and it was made with the same person all along, and they were joking and laughing up, you know, up there before they came down into the physical body. And they were joking and laughing, saying, okay, are you going to abuse me in this one, or am I going to abuse you? And it was all about the teachings. So it's not about guilt. It's not about shame. Everything is about teaching. So it doesn't matter if you're the Nazi or if you're the Jew. It's about the teachings.
It's great to say that to someone who has that perspective, but if you're suffering from the shame of abuse or any of that, there's the emotional body that's still very solid and strong that doesn't know how to let go of that.
Yeah, that's why in the group work, that's why the group work is really a key to the whole thing at the moment, and they kept showing me that 2 years ago, that's what they said, you can't, they told me not to do single sessions anymore, was that we can do so much more in the group work. So, for example, if I go through that experience, or if you go through that experience and you clear it, and then I come to one of your groups, or somebody else is lying beside you who hasn't gone through it, who's still caught up in the guilt and the fear, your teachings actually will help the person beside you come in and bring in your teachings into them, and then they can let it go. All the work that I'm doing at the moment is about opening up the emotional body, opening up the guilt, opening up the fear, the shame, and to feel it, really, really feel it, and then bring in the teachings of it. And then once the teachings are in, you can open the emotional body, you can open all your frequencies, and you can release the guilt and shame frequencies from yourself and fill them in with the higher frequencies of divine love.
Mm-hmm. But you're saying laying next to someone and you're on the ground and you're doing the grid work, you're saying you don't even have to be aware of that? You're still clearing it from the deeper level? Or
yes.
Do you need to be aware of it?
If you need to be aware of it, you will be aware of it. But if you do not, there's people who sleep through the whole thing and they leave completely clear. And it comes into their consciousness over the next few days or weeks. But whatever's meant to be will happen. And I say, the more, you know, that I did in Berlin, there was about 250 people there, and then we connected to different parts of the world. And we cleared so much that day because there was so many of us connected, so many teachings that I had gone through or somebody else had gone through was in the field. And we all brought this into a huge, big melting pot of all our teachings and brought it into the field then. So we all helped to transform and bring in the teachings for everybody within that grid if you're open to it.
And you just did it silently, or was there a discussion about it? What was happening?
Both. But silently, mostly on that day. Now it's coming into, it's almost like 50-50, so it's subconscious plus, it's nearly more now, it's a lot of talking now actually on a conscious level. Because the words are so powerful now, and it's like you're talking to the cells now, and the cells are responding, the cells are literally telling you.
Mm.
And people are getting it. When you go into that state in the group, you feel it, you feel the cells, they start, like you literally ask the liver, okay, you know, you open up the field of your liver, every cell in your liver, and you ask your liver, okay, you know, I'm sorry, but what are the teachings? What have you held for me? What teachings have I not listened to in this lifetime, in all my lifetimes? And the cells of the liver will literally tell you. They're almost like embracing you with them, you know? And then you release the old frequency. So you can do all the organs as well. You can go through all your organs and ask your cells, ask the organs, you know, ask the lungs, okay, you know, open up the cellular history. What teachings do you have? What are you holding for me that which I was afraid to look at, which I didn't want to look at, which I controlled, which I felt guilty about? And as soon as you open this up, they come in because they're like waiting for it. They're literally just, your cells are waiting for you to wake up, you know, especially at the moment. They're just so happy when you wake up. They give you the teachings, and then they're just so happy to release. And because we're connected to Mother Earth, because we're connected with Source, they fill in with whatever energy is meant for you, whatever you, and that's another thing as well, is that when you open your cells up and you open up this awareness within your field, every mineral your body needs, you can take into yourself naturally. The cells know what they need. You open up your connection with the universe. You open up the connection with Mother Earth. Any minerals you need comes into your field.
Oh, so you're saying you don't need to take it physically. You just open the field and it's being fed into the
cells. It's being fed into you, into the cells.
Uh-huh. But the other thing you're saying is that, I mean, I get that, and that's a great gift. Talking to our organs, definitely into our body, it seems like the whole emotional feel that the body is wrapped in is ripe for unfolding to this next level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so deep because those fields are really what becomes so solid and solidified within the physical body. It's an incredible freeing technique you're taking people to. And that's what I was going to say. For a long time, given the New Age or spirituality a bad name, is that they said that people have avoided their, you know, personal circumstances and tried to meditate or find bliss beyond the realms of dealing with the immediate fact of their lives. And what you're saying and what many people are saying is, no, you have to deal with the fact of your life, whatever that is, whatever your psycho-emotional situation is, you need to clear that to reach a spiritual sense of expanded awareness. And you can't get there without clearing the field, is what you're saying and what I'm getting from that. Is that true?
Wherever you're at, that's perfect, because that's the perfect teaching for you, which your spirit needs to go through. And if you're resisting that, if you're blocking it, that's going to slow your path down or make it a little bit more turbulent, your transition. So if you just bring into your awareness that every single person, every interaction I'm having in my day is a teaching. And then your life is transformed, and amazingly transformed, that you realize that, wow, this is a teaching here. Now, you may get it, you may not get it, but you will get on a soul level. And it transforms your day and allows you completely to surrender. The universe flows to you. Everything you need, you realize, is perfectly designed by you and the universe and God. It's flowing. It flows. Your life flows. People flow to you. Situations flow to you. Exactly what teachings you need. And your vortex fills in. Your grid fills in. And wherever you're striving to be will eventually come in then, because you're open to it. Your grid is filling in with all these teachings.
But you know, Yeah, no, many spiritual teachers, and I get what you're saying, but the question is, you know, that those lessons of life, and of course we're all going through them, are the dramas, you know, they're the stories, and who we are really transcendent beyond that. So if we focus on the transcendence, then the dramas aren't really that meaningful. But what I hear you saying is, no, those are the tools for empowering the spiritual body. So what I'm asking is, there's two sides. It's like, yeah, doesn't matter what the dramas are, because you're already the multidimensional spiritual being, and be that. Or it does matter what the dramas are, and work through those dramas to reach the place that you always are. So do you see?
Yes. It's sort of in the middle, because it's being open to the drama. So when you start clearing when you really go into that, the awareness that, yes, this is a teaching, you sort of lose the drama as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
Also, there's a very fine line there, because if you're in this situation with somebody, if there's an argument going on or something, and you realize that, hang on, this is a teaching here, and if you just stand back for 1 minute and look at it, okay, you can see there's a fine line there between what is your teaching and what's the other person's teaching. And it's not to take on their teaching, because then you're taking on the guilt, then you're taking on the shame, you know?
You just deal with your own stuff.
You know what part.
Hmm? Yeah. No, you deal with your own stuff and let them deal with their stuff, right? Yeah.
I mean. Exactly. And I also have been working a lot with the inner child, and it's really to embrace your inner child and
now,
to love
what
your inner child and listen to your...
But go into what a little bit, what do you mean by when you say inner child? Because, like, you know, everybody...
So for me in the work, you know, I've been traveling around the world, and the last 2 years have been really, really nonstop. I've been told to keep going, and I'm continuing to be looked after. So... but at the same time, I realized that, well, I'm not really taking care. I wasn't taking that good care of my inner child. And then I realized, you know, I've been pushed to say, no, Damien, you need to look after your inner child. You need to look after yourself. So it's, yes, we are multidimensional beings and we can connect to different universes and all this. But at the same time, I'm Damien and I need to look after Damien and take care of him and be nice to him and pamper him and play and live life and have fun and... you know, and do things he likes doing. So, you know, so we always have to go back to that, so we can get caught up in the whole thing of, you know, running around saving the world type of thing, which actually I never really had that in my field. In the fact, it's almost like it's just live it. But with the inner child, it's very important to really listen to him or her. And to... So when I said about the cells that we lost or gave away our power to people, so when you go to the doctor, you come to a healer, you're asking them, well, what's wrong with me? And it's sort of like, well, you're giving away your power by even asking. Mm-hmm. And it means you're not listening to your inner child. You're not listening to yourselves. You're not listening to yourself.
But if my inner child feels hurt or wounded or you know, feels bad for some reason,
yep.
I'm feeling that now as you're talking about that. I'm not sure what to do for my...
Okay, so for your inner child, so what I would do, the way it's worked is that I would bring in, I was told to bring in the Divine Father, Divine Mother, and work also with Source, work with God. But when you bring in the Divine Father, Divine Mother, if the inner child is feeling sad or angry, which a lot of them do... You really need to say sorry to your child. I know it is a teaching. Now, for me, on a conscious level, I says, oh, well, this is a teaching, and it's all part of the teaching. No, it's not just the teaching. You needed to say sorry to your inner child and say, I'm listening to you. You know, I feel you. You know, so the inner child, I'll always say, well, I feel you. I feel your anger. I feel your pain. I feel your frustration. You know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for not being there for you. I'm sorry for abandoning you. I'm sorry for everything that you went through, that you felt, that you weren't protected. You weren't loved. You weren't seen. You weren't heard. You weren't held. You were in a space where you were vulnerable. You were not safe. And if you say this to the inner child, the inner child suddenly just opens up and starts to relax. And then you take your inner child up in the arms and you say, I feel you. I love you. I see you. I hear you. And you say, come into my heart and grow with me. I'm here for you. I'm supporting you. I love you. I'm holding you. So I bring it well into Divine Father, and the Divine Father is on the back of the heart, and the Divine Father has hands on the back of your heart. He's not pulling you, he's supporting you. So he's there for you, and the Divine Father has two hands on the back of the heart, and the Divine Father is saying, I see you. You open up the whole emotional body, and you want to bring this into the back of the heart, you want to bring it into the back of your spine. So the Divine Father is saying, I hear you. I feel you. I support you. I believe in you. I'm here for you.
Yeah, I believe in the purity of your love. I mean, because the child, the child has pure love, and that's what's been ignored or abused or overridden. Mm-hmm. And so by feeling the purity of the child, it can start to feel safe to come out and play again.
Exactly. And the child is so creative, and that's what it is. For me, it's very important. This is part of the awakening. The awakening is to allow the child to grow, to allow the child to have fun, to allow the child to be creative, to allow the child to be heard. You know, or two, though I work with people is to connect their inner child so that they're not worried about what people think of them. If you worry about what people think about you or what you're going to say or what you may say wrong or whatever, you're creating a different field and a different timeline, and you're out of sync with yourself. You're out of sync with people, and you're not feeling people. You're not feeling the room. You're not feeling the vibration. Because you're out of sync, you've created two different time zones, sort of, because you're checking yourself. So for me, it's important to just go to allow the inner child, my inner child, speak, feel, live. And right. Then you're into one frequency. You know, it's one timeline. It's one, you're totally, totally connected to the person, excuse me, and the field. And this can transform everything. Whereas I know I used to live my life worrying about what people taught me, how I should speak, how I should, you know, what I should do, what I look like, you know, how I appear. And this was completely making me look like a fool in front of people because I couldn't talk right, you know. I didn't know what to say. I couldn't talk in front of two people, never mind a group. Mm-hmm. So I was so caught up in my head with how I should behave that I made a mess of it. Whereas if I allow my inner child to just be, then it's always perfect.
Right. And, you know, I see that transformation in you. When I met you a few years ago, you couldn't talk. You didn't have...
I couldn't talk at all, Alan. I know when I was doing one-to-ones back in Budapest, they were pushing me, saying, you have to go out and teach. You have to get out into the world. I was like, no, I don't want to do what I don't want to do. And people kept coming to me and saying, you need to get out there and teach. And I was like, no, I'm not doing it. I couldn't talk. I couldn't communicate properly at all.
It was just the inner child, the emotional body that didn't feel safe. I mean, now
look at you. Didn't feel safe.
Yeah.
And the inner child felt very abused and very hurt and really afraid of being himself again, because in many, many past lives I was abused a lot, you know, and I had a rough ride in parts of this life as well. So it's sort of, you know, we have to clear that fear and tell our inner children, no, it's different now. I am listening. I am standing up for myself. And another big thing I noticed in myself and also in a lot of people I'm working with at the moment is that we have an escape mechanism. It's like a safety button that if there's an abuse going on or if there's a difficult situation, we press the button and we get out of the body.
And
this is the way we protected ourselves, the way we taught we protected ourselves. And this is not okay to do anymore. And we need to change that. And when you change that, see, what happens is, if you're doing that all the time, you're escaping from situations, and then your body's physically being abused, and you're physically not growing as well, and you're missing the story. So you need to, at the moment, we're being pushed to stay in the body, face also what you're doing as well, as you're building up a lot of fear by doing that, and your frequencies are dropping. But actually, if you stay in the body and you face the fear fully empowered, then you can truly grow from that fear, and you can transform it into something really positive, and your vibration raises. And when you start, so when I'm working with people now, it's to get them to literally lose the button that they don't escape anymore. They stay in their bodies. They stay grounded. They face their issues. They go through their issues. They grow from them. And they're fully empowered with their boundaries.
So if people are feeling like a victim for some reason, then you tell them to stay with that feeling? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, victim to me is like, the victim archetype. So I've worked with the victim archetype or the martyr and clear it, basically. Yeah.
Clear it by staying
with the teachings of the victim. What it feels, why, what's the root cause of the victim?
Well, we're all victims to our emotions. Whatever we're feeling is like that, you know.
Yeah.
What's the emotion behind all that? Yeah.
Well, for everyone, it's completely different.
Right. I know. I'm getting like, what's that? Whatever the emotion is behind that is where we have to go to see what that lesson was to clear that lesson.
Exactly, but the beauty of it, that's what I noticed and became a bit, little bit confusing last year for me, was that I realized in the way I was talking, if I said something to you, Alan, I would realize that every single word had a vibration to it, and those words were said in a particular way or with a vibration because of a past experience. And then when I start looking up, you know, the experience, it's almost like lifting up a layer. I could go through hundreds of these layers through all the past lives of why I said that word or that sentence like that. So I was overwhelmed with the amount of information I was getting. And then they told me, well, you don't need to go that deep. All you need to do is work on the top layer, change it, and then all the layers change. Because you're repeating that fear or that program. So, for example, in the first life, you created a teaching that you didn't face that runs, that same teaching is recreated in second life, third life, and runs all the way up to now.
Right.
So
it's all the same emotion.
If you change it in the now.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just a frequency. If you change it in the now, it runs through all the lives, and all the lives change, all the frequencies change.
Well, that's really great
discovery. It's really, really simple, and it's very fast.
I see the amazing work you've done on yourself. And shifting. I mean, you're just an example of this transformation, you know, and there's more to come, right? Sure.
There's more to come. That's the best part, yes.
It's all of us. So, I mean, if we wrap up here, but I just want to hear about what your greatest vision of the future is. I mean, yes, we talked about this whole grid lighting up and what's possible, but if you kind of project your mind into the ultimate possibilities of what we can create here. What do you see coming to the planet and to us?
Well, at the moment, another thing which I didn't speak about actually was the fact that they gave me the gift of working with the eyes as well. And I activate people's eyes so they can heal through the eyes as well. So
just by looking.
The voice.
Just by looking at somebody, they can heal, you're saying?
By looking, when you're in that vibration, so a certain vibration will come in, and then you connect with somebody through their soul, through their eyes, and then, or with a group working with the eyes, and it transforms everybody's frequencies, change, or whatever teachings come up as well. So we're working with the eyes, we're working with the voice, working with the frequencies in through the heart, through the field. What I would see, in the future, I see that our senses and awareness are getting so high that many, many people are feeling, we're all feeling each other without actually picking up the phone and talking to each other. We're actually getting the information about what's happening with us. And I can feel that in the groups that I've been working with in different countries, that we're all connected now, and everyone they're connected to also is connected. And we're working each time, for example, if you're doing even a one-to-one with somebody, I'm getting the benefit out of that. So you're raising the frequency for everyone. So this grid, as you were talking about earlier, is literally lighting up more and more, and it's almost like it was on a dimmer switch, and now it's been risen up more and more and more. So over the coming up to Christmas now, the events I'm holding, we want to televise them, and we want to spread them around the world, and bring in many groups and hold them on the same evenings, or, you know, everyone do a meditation or something and connect, so we can all bring up the frequency of the world much faster and transform the world much faster. And this is what I feel we need to do, and this is what's happening at the moment. What happens after that, I don't know, and that's up to us, because we're creating it at the moment. As I said, we're in creation. So we are creating these light bridges into the future, and it's time to get off the business class and really, you know, support each other and help each other and do our own groups, or, you know, connect with our friends and just send it out into the field, or send it out to Facebook or whatever. Say, listen, come in, you know, into the groups, or connect with me tonight. We, you know, we'll work on the heart frequencies. But it comes in. You just hold the space and it comes in. Once you're in that field, you hold the space, and whatever's needed to come in or whatever's needed to happen will happen. And it's really transforming the planet at the moment. It doesn't have to be a difficult shift for the planet.
No. I mean, it is. It'll be whatever it is. But I think we all have to do our own work, and I think we are, because, you know,
we are. Yeah.
Definitely a time of transformation and stuff coming up for people to look at and deal with, whoever they are. You know.
And we're all doing an amazing job at it, and we're all shifting together. And we're all moving forward together.
But if you can guess that, like after this giant grid lights up, what a kind of paradise could be like, what could you imagine a world existing?
Divine love. I would see complete divine love, complete connection. I can feel it coming into the groups more and more. Complete connection of vibration, of frequencies, of literally divine love, of fluidness. It's almost like there's no resistance in the field. It's like, it'd be like living. I can feel it coming into the field around me more and more each day, that it's flowing. Everything's flowing. And the more I lose my fears, the more I lose my controlling part, the more it's flowing. So I could just imagine that if everybody was flowing, how beautiful it would be for us all. And also, another thing which I bring into the groups a lot as well, it's like whoever triggers you is an exact mirror of you. So, for example, the countries who are fighting against each other, they're obviously exact mirrors of each other. And then if you face that person you're having the issue with, you realize that, wow, if you really look at it, you look at that person, you realize, wow, that is me. And anytime I've done this in the groups, it's like they look at each other and realize, wow, that is me. And then the issue just dissolves. The frequency dissolves and transcends into something higher. And the people really connect as deep friends. So
It takes a mature person, though, to do that, or a mature country. I mean, it takes someone willing to look at this stuff. But I guess we're coming to that point where we really have no choice.
I think people are at a point where they can do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And more of them are doing it. I've done a few workshops. You know, they were pretty big workshops. And I would turn around to them and say, you know, we're after doing, everyone's in this love state. Turn around to them and say, okay, well, pick the person in the room which triggers you the most. And they would team up. And, you know, first of all, a few are shy about doing it. A few people run across the room to each other, you know. And then the ones left behind, you know, end up with the person who's left over. And every one of us match on the frequency, even the people who didn't pick anyone actually match the perfect person with them, because they wouldn't, you know, that's the way they are in their lives. And then when you say, okay, tell the person why you picked each other, why, you know, really connect with them heart to heart, why, and they realize, and you go deeper, and they realize, oh my God, this person's exactly like me. And as soon as that, it's like this melting pot. It's like, you know, they just pop. You know, each one, so, you can see it in each group, you know, each couple, pop, 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 through the whole field, through the whole group, and it just transforms into love then. They see
so you
each other.
Really, you really can't go further than where your emotional body, if you are have the unresolved issues within that emotional body, your light field frequency is not at its optimum, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's about bringing your light frequency up to the highest. But also your vessel, your cells are holding, as I said before, with your liver, for example, all the teachings are in your liver. And when you ask the cells, the liver, you know, you cannot, so you cannot raise, you know, you can only raise your frequencies up as much as your physical body can take. So with all the stuff, all the old teachings in the liver, for example, you can't. It's difficult to raise the frequencies up very high.
Not just physical, but if there's emotional stuff in the liver.
And emotional, the different levels.
You won't be able to raise
then,
it. Yeah, I get
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So when you clear the liver, then you can raise the frequencies up. And
right.
This is what we're doing. We're becoming more and more light frequencies because we're leaving more space in the cells. The more we clear these fears, which are higher vibrations frequencies, which are lower vibration frequencies, it's taking up much more space in the cells. Then when you release them from the cells, then there's more space for the divine love to come into the cells. Whatever frequencies are meant to come in will come in. Mm-hmm. And this is what we're doing. We're leaving more space in the cells for the pure, for the right frequencies, which are right for you in that particular moment to come in.
Well, it's just amazing your workshop, and I love hearing you talk about it, because yes, I'm glad you're finally talking about it, because
me too.
It's exciting. And then we didn't even touch on the whole other level that you also talk about, which is the kind of psycho-archaeological, you know, psycho-emotional archaeological past civilization level, and you know, there's all that stuff. And I was giving you a little acupuncture, you started to tap into these other realms. That was very exciting too. So maybe we'll do a show about that.
Yes, I'd love to. I'd love to. And there's so much, some other things, you know, different energies which are in the field at the moment, which we have to embrace and we have to work with, like the reptile energy and the spider energy. So I would like to, in the groups as well, I'll be working with these, is to bring in the teachings for them and then to release them from the emotional body, from the cells, and the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's lots happening at the moment.
Right, and I'd say to anyone who's listening, if you're excited about what you've heard here and you want a real experience, because it is a real experience, because when you tune your intention into these guided fields, you feel them. They take you. I mean, they space me out, really, in a sense, you know. I mean, I start to expand into those light fields because I've intended it, and you feel it, and it's amazing when a whole room is in that space.
Well, and it's more than the room. That's what you realize when you're in the room. You realize, wow, this is more than the room. This is like the whole universe, and this is what you feel, and you can see
who we are.
You can feel that frequency, yes, which is beautiful, beautiful place to be in.
Yeah, no, I'm happy you're coming back. Damien will be in New York, actually October 24th, tomorrow, the 25th, the 26th in New Jersey, the 27th. You can go to the website sacredgatheringsandevents.com to find out all the exact locations and times. He's also doing training in Sedona, Arizona, a beautiful place that actually is alive with grid activations. If you ever spent any time there in Sedona, it's alive with a force field of energy. Have you been to Sedona before, Damien?
never know. I've been to Phoenix, but I haven't been to Sedona. It wasn't the right time, but this feels so right at the moment. I got a yes, yes, yes with it there a few months ago, and I felt some changes in the field, and it just opened for me, and I can feel it. It's really embracing, so I'm really excited to go there and then to see what's happening, because I can feel there's many, many things opening up at the moment there.
Well, it's one of my most favorite places on planet Earth. What makes it so amazing is the red rocks, and the red rocks are red because of the iron, and the iron creates a magnetic field that's palpable. I mean, you are entering a huge field that's set in place by the red rocks of Sedona, and it's quite a healing place, quite a beautiful place. So I think your work will probably go to a whole other level in Sedona.
I got that message, yeah. Yeah, it feels very, very important for the work and for me personally.
So if people want to sign up for that, they can also go to Sacred Gatherings and Events. And what's your website?
Lightgrids_.com.
Lightgrids_grids.com.
I'm in Dublin at the moment and it's late.
Okay, light_grids.com, and then I guess your .com.
And the events are all on that.
All the whole worldwide schedule, and it seems like you keep moving. And thanks for spending some time here and going into this.
Yeah, and thank you, Alan. And you've changed so much. I know I said it to you earlier, but wow, you're doing amazing work, and I can, it's in you. You're living proof of it. So, well done.
Well, I keep working, stuff keeps coming up. I keep working and looking at it. And, I guess you're right. It's about staying conscious with those uncomfortable feelings as they come up and working through them. That really propels us forward into a new awareness.
And What's been coming up, I gave an example last week. It was like I did an evening group and then did a morning group, and it was like the floor looked clean in the evening, and then we went in the morning and the sunlight was radiating off the floor, and we could see, oh, wow, it's really dusty. And that's how it is. The light frequencies are very high, and they're showing up all the gritty stuff which we didn't want to look at. And now's the time to look at it.
And our soul evolution... It's connected to our emotional, psychological evolution, and that's why we've incarnated into this human form, to have a relationship that activates the experience of feeling that we're trying to work through and clean, and so we can be that child again in its pure form.
And every relationship which we've had, it's not to go into guilt or shame or anything. It's to see the teaching in it and the growth in it, and then to see which part is yours and see which part is the other person's, and really to embrace that and to acknowledge and respect each other and send love to each other and then give each other space to go and on our paths and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting as well. What I did find was that every frequency, every relationship, actually, if you're in unconditional love frequency, becomes a good relationship. It's sort of unconditional love frequency. If you're sending this out continuously, even if there's a wall in front of you, it's going to go through the wall.
Right.
Unconditional love goes through everything.
So if someone's putting a wall up to you and you send them under unconditional love frequency, it will go through that wall.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that wall will melt.
Okay.
So that's why it was amazing. If you really go into true unconditional love, nothing can take, nothing can block it. It transforms all frequencies, unconditional love. It's unconditional, true unconditional love. Changes every frequency.
Meaning that you don't want anything back. It's just pure.
You don't want anything back. There's no manipulation. There's no hooks. There's no strings there. It's completely clean. I'm just sending you unconditional love and vibrating this vibration. And when you vibrate unconditional love, everything changes around you.
Right.
And that's the beauty of it. If you bring unconditional love into your vibration, which is unconditional love for yourself, tenderness and warmth and all this, this is what comes into your field. This is what comes into your relationships. This is what comes into your interactions in your daily lives, you know. That's what your vibration is. Your vibration's unconditional love. That's what comes in.
Right. No, that's great. Thank you. Thank you. And you know, your work has grown so much. This integration of light frequencies with this hardcore emotional clearing, it's so important, because either in many traditions it's one or the other, and this mixing makes it so much more real and powerful and effective. So,
absolutely, and to take responsibility of it, ownership and responsibility of it.
Right, and as you
and
clear
really
that, yeah, of course you kind of you go higher even as those levels are clear.
Yeah. Well, the more you ground it, the higher you can go. That's the beauty.
Right.
It's not good. It's not. You don't need to go into a meditated state or create a separation. It's like you're living it. You are it. And because of this new connection with Mother Earth, which brings the crystalline center of your heart, you are the Earth, and you can go high. You know, you can just transform to the highest.
That's exactly where we're. We're going there, and that's, you know.
And we're going there, but also when you're connected, as I said before, because we're allowing Mother Earth minerals and energy lines to move with ours, it's helping us go higher, because we can go higher because the cells are constantly growing as you're going higher. And they're being supported to go higher because you're letting them go higher. You're letting your cells flow again. And the cells realize that you're going high. They know what they need, so you can go higher again.
Ah, wow, that's great. So that is really why the groups are getting so much higher and higher in all in
and
all
that's
that.
Why we can support it. Because before, we were just jumping, we were doing meditation, we were going outside, we were going up high, coming back, going through our dramas and all the rest, because we physically couldn't take it. But now, if you allow yourself to relax, allow yourselves to be taken care of by the universe, everything they need, they can come in at the flow that's correct for them. As you transform higher, they too will be supported by the universe. They too will be supported by Mother Earth, and then you can anchor higher frequencies. And they're constantly flowing and constantly changing, and your frequency is getting much higher. It's constantly evolving and breathing.
And then we can integrate faster. Yeah, and then, of course, the surprise of these new frequencies add a whole kind of color to the light display that that we don't even know at this point how that will start to expand us even in new directions. So that's what
exactly, yeah. Exciting.
Well, it's very exciting, isn't it? It's just amazing.
It's great. Yeah, and, it's great to be part of it and be here.
Yeah, well, I look forward to connecting, you know, with you, just hanging out like we do sometimes, and connecting in, and all your assistance is really powerful for me, and I appreciate what you're doing on the planet as well. So, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you. And you're doing amazing work on this planet, too.
We're all doing our little job.
Yeah, we're all doing our bit.
Our bit, using our little, you know, physical, emotional vehicles to kind of dig up the stuff to kind of work through, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So it's, I just got a message from your promoter here in New York, Mel. It's light-grids.com.
Light-grids. That's correct, yes.
That's your website. So, again,
yeah.
Danny will be in New York this week. You can look up those events on sacredgatheringsandevents.com. Happy to have a great flight over here, and I'll see you tomorrow then.
Excellent. Look forward to it, Alan. Thank you.
Okay. Or at least Thursday, for sure, Ananda, because you're out in Astoria.
Brilliant. I love the place. Excellent. Thanks, Ellen.
Thanks, Damien.
Take care. Bye.
Damien Nguyen, that's D-A-M-I-E-N, Nguyen, W-E-W-Y-N-N-E, And his light grid sessions, which of course you've heard is much more than light grid. It's really the totality of waking up to being who we truly are, these multidimensional beings of feeling, compassion, love, and transcendence. So it's a beautiful teaching, beautiful sessions that happen. And if you want to hear this program again, you go to bbsradio.com archives. It'll be also archived on my website, which is newrealities.com. And if you want to reach me, you can go to newrealities@earthlink.net. And again, I've been talking to Damien Nguyen tonight, and he'll be in New York this week. So,
and Alan, can I just add one thing?
Sure, please. I'm glad you're still there.
I just want to your listeners, I just want to say to them, it doesn't matter about the timeline as well. If you just set the intention that you're going to come into the groups, I will invite you into all the group work that I'm doing, and you can connect into it. So if you physically cannot make it, I'm opening up a space that you can come in that way in
right.
the future as well.
So even if
Thank
they're
you,
listening in the future or past, they can... So what exactly should they tap into? If they want to tap into the work, whenever they're hearing this...
Just set the intention. You can set the intention that you're going to connect, and it will connect in. You will go into the field of whatever's going on, and that will come into your life whenever it's meant to come in. So it could be when you're sleeping that evening, or if you're going to listen to this program in a few months' time. You can still tap into it, because for me there is no time. You know, you can tap into whatever timeline you want. So you can technically, you could, you know, if you're listening to this in 6 months' time, you can just say, okay, well, I want to tap into that work which is going on at the moment, which was taking part in New York or whenever it was, or even what we're doing tonight.
And well, whenever you're doing it, yeah, whenever
yeah.
or wherever you're doing it. But do they have to say, oh, I want to tap into Damien's light grid work?
You can set the intention, yeah, to connect. I always send it out into the field that whatever I'm doing, I send it out to everyone who wants to take part in the work. And it always goes to the people. Anytime I get back to them, or they send me emails to say what's happened. So, yeah, set the intention and you're connected.
So whenever you hear this, just set the intention and boom. You know,
exactly.
That power of intention is something that is...
It's very strong.
It's something we're relearning how to work because
yes.
it's just like you set the intention and boom, the sensations start to turn on. So
they do.
Well, thanks again, and I'll see
All
you
right.
soon.
Excellent. Look forward to it, Alan. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, Damien. You too. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. Thanks for listening tonight. Any comments, again, email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Thanks for listening.